So if you need something to do just for kicks, why not go and do a movie making, Norm?
I do. I already make them.
Do I want to know?
You have to be 18 to go in the room to see. Now, stop it. That's not true.
No, please.
No, I wish I would have. I talked earlier with someone, I think it was John Russell when he was in Friday with Friends, and we were talking about how I really squandered the opportunity to make movies in a class that I took, and there were some people there. They didn't go on to do anything with that medium, but it was really cool what they did. And I've always thought, you know, when I retire or have more time, whatever, to get some of that movie software, start shooting things and editing it. And I'm willing to bet there's a whole lot more people doing that now than there used to be because of the technology and the ease of that. Same thing with cutting audio. We used to have to queue up a reel-to-reel. Well, now you can just record and edit and modify and everything on your PC.
And I feel so far behind the times already with the you know, the movies and the camera technology. The Michigan Movie Makers has announced its fifth micro movie marathon. There's a call for entries from filmmakers, and that's coming up in just a couple of short weeks. Joining us on the telephone now, Dan Kelly is with us. Dan, how are you?
Awesome. Wow, you guys, I love that whole intro. That was terrific.
Well, we're going to put that into a movie and see if it gets
that's
us
right.
anywhere.
The Life and Times of Bill Frelich.
I can imagine hundreds of thousands of YouTube hits for you guys.
It's good that you have a three-minute time limit. That would adequately cover the Life and Times.
Right. The best of.
That's right.
Well, look at this video that I don't know if was organized. I would like your opinion on this, Dan. But the Home Depot YouTube that's out, and they used it very creatively, and they put that together to, gosh, it was the Disney movies. Disney movie themes, and you know, it would have been very, very sly, very smart for Home Depot to kind of stage this thing because of all the publicity they've gotten on national television today.
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy. I was just thinking this the other day. The change in movie making that's happening now is kind of akin to when sound was introduced. I mean, that's kind of a big thing to say, but think about all the people who can actually put something together and have it be seen all over the world. And that wasn't available until very recently. And again, as you were talking about earlier, the technology is much more available. Pretty much anybody could start putting stuff together. And I've met kids in their, you know, 16 years old who've had hundreds of thousands of hits on videos that they've made and put on the web. So things have really changed a lot, and the accessibility for both people who are making movies and who are actually able to watch them has really changed a lot.
Yeah. So how does this contest work? What exactly are you looking for? What are the limitations? Give us the scoop on it, Dan.
Very, very good. Well, we are basically a kind of an alliance of people in northern Michigan who are making film. And there's movies, film, kind of, you know, sort of synonymous. There's professionals, there's students. We have kind of affiliations with the Interlochen Film Program and the Career Tech Center's Film and New Media Program and at the college. And then there's just a whole slew of people who came to Traverse City. I'm actually from Benzie County, so who came back to the area to kind of get and take advantage of the film incentives. We have a really rich, diverse community of professionals and aspiring professionals and hobbyists and enthusiasts. So what we're doing is we have this inventory, basically. We ask everyone to send in a movie that's 3 minutes or less. It could be any genre. It could be any theme. It doesn't really matter. We're just looking to get an inventory of who's doing what in the area. So you submit a three-minute movie. There's a protocol that's on the web that you can follow. We ask that you submit it via YouTube or Vimeo. And then basically the day of the deadline, which is March 16th, 11:59 p.m., you send us a link to your video. The next day, we assemble all of those selections. We might not need to knock out a few because we might be short of time. And then on the 18th of March, March 18th, at the State Theater, 6:30 to 8:30, we're going to actually show them all, Zoom. And then right then and there, the audience, 500 people, are going to vote on which movies basically get the highly desirable major awards that the Michigan Movie Makers puts out there.
You're brilliant. Cool. This is great. Has this ever been done before? Is this modeled off of something else at somewhere?
Well, we use a special voting system that is kind of, we innovated, called the Australian Marble Voting System, which really has to be seen to be believed. As far as audience voting at film festivals, it's a very common thing. The audience awards at film festivals are some of the most coveted awards because it really tells a filmmaker how they moved an audience. And that's really what we're about. We want to give the filmmakers feedback on how audiences actually react to their work.
That's a really cool idea.
It is.
Dan. What about clarification? You said a March 16th deadline. I got an email here that says there's a February 16th entry deadline.
Oh, sorry. Whoops. If I said March, I'm totally wrong.
It is February. Yeah. So that's coming up. I mean, that's next, Monday. Monday.
It's the Monday after next, I believe, or is it next Monday? February 16th. Yeah, today's the
Monday after next.
That's right. So Monday after next is the deadline, and then Wednesday after next is the actual micro movie marathon.
Well, that's cool. And then does everyone who enters just show up at the state, or who buys tickets? I mean, how do you get in, and will the filmmakers themselves be there?
I was really looking forward to that question. It is totally free and open to the public, whether you're entering a film or you want to just show up and watch. The seating capacity of the state is 530 people. We would love to fill the state. There may be some limitation as to how many films we can show because we only have 2 hours. So we're gonna basically fit as many films as we can in. We have to leave some room for the voting process.
2 hours?
It's the whole thing is 2 hours, and I want to also stress this: there are no previews. If you plan on coming, you've got to be in your seat by 6:30 because we start rolling. So no wandering in late. If you want to be part of this, come earlier than 6:30. Get in your seats. Be ready to go because we're just going to roll this thing, and you're going to see a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, my math shows you could do 100, 120 of these things. Really nice for people like me with a short attention span. You don't like it? Just wait another 2.5 minutes.
And actually, you know, not everybody has to submit a movie that's 3 minutes long. We encourage people to submit movies that are shorter because that, you know, 3 minutes is a long time, really, when you think about it. 6 commercials.
Well, cool. Dan, can they contact you or should they go to the Michigan Movie Makers website?
The best way to enter a movie is to go to MichiganMovieMakers.com, MichiganMovieMakers.com, and go ahead and right on the front page is a big poster for Micro Movie Marathon. Just click on that, and you'll get to the guidelines on how to enter.
That sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
This is the fifth one you've done. What have you seen in past years in terms of participation, people entering and coming back year after year?
Previously, when we were at the Inside Out Gallery, which was an awesome venue for us, and we really had a lot of fun there. Last time, we had 2 hours of short movies, and so year by year, our participation is increasing. People are hearing about it, it's starting to really get some momentum.
Well, that's pretty neat,
Dan. It is.
Kelly, I really appreciate you being with us on the program again. The MichiganMovieMakers.com is the website. Entry deadline coming up February 16th, and you can enter your 3 minute film or less. Lots of prizes and bragging rights. And I like how you say here, it only takes one winning entry to be an award-winning filmmaker.
That's right. And we, Michigan, is full of award-winning filmmakers that don't even know it yet.
Dan Kelly, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot. You guys really appreciate the time on your program.
Yeah. Well, it's great. Our pleasure. Very interesting.
Yeah, we'll try to bring you or somebody back the 17th or 18th, and we'll let folks know again about your event. So keep in touch, Dan.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.